Hello, sunshine. Welcome to a CNN 10 field trip coming to you from an Oregon trail right here in beautiful Bend, Oregon, known for its abundance of brilliant outdoor activities and a plethora of panoramic mountain views. It's actually where Apollo 11 astronauts came in the 1960s to practice walking in their space gear on the volcanic lunar-like rocks. I'm Coy Wire. It's time now for your 10 minutes of news, where I simply tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. Did you know the deepest lake in the United States is right here in Oregon? Crater Lake is a blue volcanic body of water in Crater Lake National Park that has a maximum depth of 1,949 feet. That's about 7 football fields deep, y'all. It formed more than 7,000 years ago when the volcano that stood here, Mount Mazama, erupted and collapsed, leaving behind a large volcanic crater, or caldera, that filled with snowmelt and rainwater. A series of smaller eruptions over time formed several volcanic cinder cones on the lake floor, the largest of which is Wizard Island within the lake. Crater Lake is known for its exceptionally clear blue water and stunning views. Now to a major medical advancement in the early detection of Alzheimer's disease in the U.S. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, has approved the first blood test to help diagnose the illness for adults 55 and older who are showing signs and symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is a type of dementia, a brain disorder that causes gradual decline in memory, thinking, and cognitive abilities. It's caused by the death of nerve cells in the brain and deteriorating connections between them. The disease progresses gradually, and eventually symptoms can become so severe that people can have difficulty managing basic tasks. Before now, physicians have been using several different tools to determine whether someone had Alzheimer's or if they had another type of dementia, which can cost thousands of dollars without insurance. Our Jacqueline Howard is here to tell us how this new blood test works. Hi, Jacqueline.
Coy, the United States Food and Drug Administration has just given clearance to a blood test that helps diagnose Alzheimer's disease. Now, this test still has to be paired with other analyses before someone is diagnosed, so it's not a single standalone test. But here's how it works. It measures two proteins in blood plasma, p-tau-217 and beta-amyloid-142. A ratio of those two proteins tends to correlate with the presence or absence of amyloid plaques in the brain. So this test can signal whether someone may have amyloid plaque buildup, which we know is a hallmark of Alzheimer's disease. If someone gets a positive test result, that means they could benefit from more testing. Now, we know that there are other blood tests out there, especially in research, but this test, it was developed by the biotech company Fuji Rabio Diagnostics. And on Friday, the FDA gave it marketing clearance to aid in the early detection of Alzheimer's disease in people ages 55 and older here in the United States who are already showing signs and symptoms. When it comes to how accurate the test is, according to the FDA, clinical trial data found that 91.7% of adults who had positive results on this blood test, they were confirmed to have amyloid plaques in their PET scans or spinal taps. And 97.3% of people with negative results had negative amyloid PET scans or spinal taps. So the hope here is that less invasive blood tests like this one can help identify Alzheimer's early in more adults. It's estimated, Coy, that more than 2 in 5 people older than 55 in the United States, so about 42%, will develop dementia in their later years, Coy.
Pop quiz, hot shot. Which of the following beach flag warnings indicate that water is closed to the public? Green flag, yellow flag, red, or double red flag? If you said double red flag, ding ding, you are correct. It's used during extreme hazards like a hurricane or very rough conditions. While green means safe, yellow means use caution, red flags warn of hazards like strong currents, and swimmers are still discouraged from entering the water. Our next story is an important reminder to always pay attention to beach safety warnings and learn how to avoid riptides. These are powerful currents that flow away from the shore like rivers. They can pull even the strongest of swimmers far away from the beach. If you ever find yourself stuck in a riptide, the key is to remain calm and not try to swim against the current. Instead, swim parallel to the shore to escape the current and then swim back to shore at an angle. This week in Pensacola, Florida, a fisherman spotted a swimmer who was caught in a rip current, and what he did next may have saved her life.
This girl's swimming in the water.
I was getting set up to fish, and it was a red flag, so you're not supposed to be in the water with a red flag. She was way out there. She was going way out really fast. She was screaming, "Can anybody swim?" And there wasn't that many people left on the beach at that point. And I looked down, and my drone, it's designed to carry some pretty heavy baits and stuff. I was like, well, if this thing can carry a shark bait, I don't know why it couldn't carry a life preserver. So I ran up and grabbed one, and I took it out, and it missed. It missed really bad. I was really off with the first one. Got that second one out to her, slowly lowered it so it wouldn't blow away again. You could tell that she reached up and grabbed it, so I released it to her so she wouldn't pull the drone down. She started floating back into land, and then the lifeguards and stuff finally showed up, and they said that if I didn't get her that drone, she wouldn't have made it.
Did she get it? I think she got it.
Now to a story regarding the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, where a skateboarding club is keeping spirits high for a group of girls navigating the daily struggles of the ongoing conflict there. Our Muhammad Darwish shows us how these young skaters, surrounded by rubble, are able to find some joy. Watch.
On Gaza's shattered ground, young girls find a sense of freedom on four wheels. Despite the dangers and Gaza's rising death toll, with about 53,000 people killed so far, girls like Rimas meet at the YMCA in Gaza City to skate. They practice for 5 hours twice a week, even if it's on an empty stomach. An Israeli siege of the strip, now in its third month, means food supplies are dangerously low, and many are at risk of malnutrition and famine. Israel says the blockade is a pressure tactic to force Hamas into releasing the hostages. These girls, though, they're just here to skate. Captain Rajab, as he's known, started skating back in 2014. A few years later, he began teaching, and now so many kids show up, they have to take turns using one of the group's 6 remaining skateboards. Rajab Rimas and a handful of other volunteers are passing on the sport to the next generation, hoping normalcy will one day return.
وأنا كنت أعرف إنه هذا من نقص الغذاء اللي إحنا بنعيشه. أنا نفسي مرات بلعب هيك مرهق كثير بسبب الجوع اللي إحنا بنعيشه، وهذه مشكلة كبيرة. يعني إحنا اليوم بنواجه عدة أسلحة بتقاتل فينا، ومن ضمنها اللي هو المجاعة.
Music, laughter, friendship, they're all part of the club's spirit, and their numbers are growing all the time, despite the risks.
لا سمح الله إذا أنا صار لي إشي أنا إلي رسالة موجه رسالة كل هدول اللاعبين اللي إحنا مندربهم إنه مسيرتي أنا تضلها مستمرة والرياضة هذه مش هتموت زي عرق الزيتون موجود في فلسطين هذه الرياضة حتضلها مستمرة إن شاء الله.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a school using 3D printers to change lives. Students at Morris Elementary School in Texas are using 3D printing for good, making prosthetic limbs for people thousands of miles away in Uganda. Each team of student engineers works together to build a functioning prosthetic limb using the precise measurements of a person in need.
So each of the engineering teams has a patient who they are working for. So they've got a case file, got a picture of the patient that they are serving.
The class hopes to complete 16 prosthetics by the end of the school year. Time now for the best part of the show. Today's shout out going to Miss Vines and all the dragons at Summit Middle School in Johnston, Iowa. Rise up. And Miss Jackie at Cleveland High School in Portland, Oregon, salute. Thank you for making us part of your day. Tomorrow is hashtag Your Word Wednesday, so get those words ready to help us write tomorrow's show. Put your unique vocab word and definition in the comment section of a most recent post on the socials, and we'll choose a winner to work into tomorrow's show. Rise up, everyone, and bring it. We'll see you right back here tomorrow on CNN 10.